Brilliance Audio presents Endeared by J.S. Scott. Performed by Elizabeth Powers. Prologue. Layla. Over 10 years ago. I'm really glad we could meet up, I told my best friend Owen Sinclair earnestly. It seems like you've been avoiding me for the last few weeks. I put my foot on the ground and pushed the playground swing I was sitting in to make it start moving again. Owen was gently swaying back and forth right next to me. I wasn't sure how we'd gotten into the habit of meeting up at the local park after dark, but it had been our hideout for a couple of years now. There wasn't another soul around in this area after the sun went down in Citrus Beach, so it made sense. We definitely had our privacy here, so Owen and I talked about anything and everything while we mindlessly kept our swings in motion the entire time.
I wasn't avoiding you, exactly,
Owen said hesitantly.
I've just been busy.
I turned my head, but I couldn't really see his eyes. I could only make out his body and face in the moonlight. I sighed as I gripped the metal chain on the swing. I know, it's crazy. We're actually graduating in a few months, and you and Andy will be off to Boston for college. My heart clenched at the thought of not seeing Owen and Andy every day. The three of us had been tightly bonded like we were super glued together all through high school. I had other friends, but none of them could replace the two who were leaving Citrus Beach for college on the East Coast. Unfortunately, Boston wasn't in my plans.
I wish you were coming too,
Owen answered in a grim tone. I smiled. He sounded so grown up for a guy who was just finishing high school. But Owen had always been ultra-responsible, even at the beginning of our journey through high school. Although I had to admit, he was a goofball sometimes. If things got too heavy, he'd be the first one to try to lighten the conversation or make me smile. I can't, I told him, my heart aching. I didn't have the funds to finance school out of state. Owen had gotten some large scholarships, which were well deserved, and he had family willing to help as much as they could. Andy had absolutely no shortage of funds, so she could well afford to go to school wherever she wanted. I had nobody. Even if I got the scholarship I was hoping to be awarded, it would still make more sense for me to stay in California to lessen the financial burden.
We can still talk, Owen commented. Sometimes I wish I had stayed here for at least a bachelor's degree. It would probably be cheaper.
I snorted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?